The pain is part anger.
I found my son in a truck on the 23rd of January. That was 2 days before my birthday. And his eye was open. I went to him, I closed down his eye, and I told him, I say, see, you don't like to listen. Look where you end up.
The pain is forever.
I got a knock saying that they just got a call at the shoot up Jacqueline house and they're not getting any response. And then an hour after, I heard that she was gone.
The stories of the women left behind to deal with the loss of a loved one. It's a side very few hear of, because focus is often on the victims and the perpetrators. The Women's Advocacy Group, the Women's Institute for Alternative Development, or WINAD, think it's time these women's voices are heard and hopefully influence policies that govern the eradication of armed violence in this country.
And we're suggesting that there are other victims as well that you've got to take into account, because if you do not, your analysis, first of all, is going to be flawed.
The idea is to use the documentary as a lobbying tool.
Let them view the documentary and discuss with them what ways they can intervene to ensure that we have a more holistic approach, really, to dealing with this challenge of armed violence.
Participants say working on the documentary gives them a much-needed outlet.
Coming together today kind of gave me a little more support, because I'm always crying, and I would keep telling the members I need to stop crying. And today I felt so good that I was being able not to cry.
If I can get these young guys, I'll help them.
I should have been more careful with the forensic, because I have two older sons, and they are still alive and they didn't go down that way.
It's hoped that this documentary will boost government's continued effort to develop a comprehensive and holistic plan of action to tackle the problem.